All right, and we're here today on our extended hustle session with Miss Andrea Angarica. She is the digital creative strategist, and you know, we want to get started with the question about the music industry. I kind of want to know, you know, what's some current music projects that are that have touched you or inspired you recently?
Wow. I've been really listening to a lot of Division, and I don't know if it's because of I'm in my feelings or not, but that album has really hit home. What else have I been listening to? Brockhampton is definitely a sound that hasn't really been done before, so I'm all into that album because I don't even know how to explain it. Like, it's just a mix of everything you need if you're like into like alternative hip hop.
I'm not checking out. I never heard of it again.
Yeah. When you said the Division, you mean like the people who part of Drake's group, OVO?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm so bad. Like, I had that album and I can't get past the song where it's like, I can't say it because it's like we you know, censor, but It's like F Me Now. I just like love that song and I cannot get past it.
Oh, I know what you, okay. Yeah. But you have to listen to the album.
But that song, like, after. That song just gets me like, yo, I'm ready. And then it's like,
okay. Oh, you know who's hard? This girl, IMDDB. Like, she is like a mix of soul and rap, but she has this like, I don't know, like she just has a spice under her that is, I haven't seen it before at all.
Okay. All right. Well, definitely taking notes of that. So my question is this, like, what has been the biggest difference between living in Florida and living in New York?
Everything.
Where can we start?
The weather, the prices.
Oh man, the prices, I bet.
The transportation, me realizing that I can't buy Uber all the time and I have to learn how to take the train. But I would say that there's every type of food that you could possibly think of in New York, and you could probably get it at any time of the day or night. So that's the plus.
Yeah, I love New York, but I think the weather, though, I agree with you with that. That winter's no joke.
Yeah, I've never experienced anything below 50, so hearing or being a part of 20 degree or lower weather, that did something to my skin.
Nah, same here. I agree with you on that. I wanted to know, you know, who are some of your, I guess, your influencers when it comes to fashion? Like, who do you try to, I guess, model your style after?
There's a couple right off the top of my head. I would probably say O'Reilly May and Kristen Noel Crawley, because they have like that blend of like streetwear and high fashion.
Okay. Well, definitely I gotta look into them, because you do represent when it comes to styles and looks. Like, it's
thank you.
It's amazing, because I saw the Instagram video you had where like you were like in the white cloth with the what's it, veil. I was like, yo, she's serving looks right now. My question is this. What would be like if you can combine like any musical individuals together for a group? Like, who would they be, and what would you think the group name would be?
Oh, damn, that's a hard ass question. No, this is really hard. This is like a homework assignment.
Maybe you don't have to come up with the group name, but maybe a couple collabs.
Can I like say a collaboration that I want?
Yeah, that'd be good.
There you go.
Okay, that would. Let me see. I would honestly love to see Kanye and Kendrick do an album together.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. I agree, because I love No Parties in LA. I would love that sound.
I would just love to see like they're both brain power just combined together to make something. Because don't get me wrong, like, I like the Jay-Z and Kanye collab, but like to have something as present as Kendrick Lamar with Kanye's genius, yeah, that right there would be fire.
Yeah, hopefully they, you know, hopefully someone gives us something that's interesting pretty soon. My next question for you would be, what would be, I guess, a place that you haven't been before that you would love to go to, in the future?
I really want to go to Tokyo so badly.
That's my code. Yeah, I'm about to say, yeah, loves.
The street style there is just so good. I follow so many Instagram accounts, and that's probably where I get some of my style inspo from too. Just like brands who post street style all the time there. But I would really love just to like raid their different stores and take in their culture.
Dope. That's dope. You, like I said in the interview, you curated your own music playlist with songs that you really felt connected with you. Mm-hmm. If you were a musical artist, what would your name be, and then what genre do you think you would be participate in?
I feel like I'll be one of those artists that half sing, half rap. For the times where I, you know, feel hard, the other times where I feel emotional. Kind of Drake-ish, but not really. I think I would just go by my name. Like, what's more real than that, honestly?
Yeah, you have a hard name too, so I mean, that it works.
Oh yeah, I'll go by my last name, Angerica.
There you go.
That would be dope. That would be dope. What about what's a hobby or maybe a little known fact that most people don't know about you?
So much.
She's like, a lot of people don't know me.
What you mean? I wouldn't say this is something that I wouldn't say it's a hobby, but it's more of a personality trait that only like people that are really close to me know. Like, I'm the goofiest person you will ever, and clumsiest that you will ever meet in your life. And I mean this with all sincerity.
That's a deadly combination, goofiest and clumsiest right there. That's an yeah. Award-winning combo.
It's a whole cartoon show, honestly.
We usually get... Oh, sorry, go ahead, Paul.
No, I didn't say anything.
Oh, I thought you were. My bad. We usually ask our guests to get to respect us, but in your opinion, who are your top five GOATs, regardless of industry or profession?
My top five what?
GOATs, greatest of all time.
Oh, ooh. Okay, Kanye. Who else? Greatest of all times.
If you wanted to say Kanye four more times, I feel like he'd agree with you.
I mean, see, that's just obsessive. Like, people get it by now. Like, okay, this girl loves Kanye. All right, we get it. I'm really trying. Please delete all this blank space.
we have no episode then. We are really going to leave it, though.
Right now. Because I'm trying to, because there's just so much, like, different industries that I'm interested in. I'm just really trying to. Oh, Issa Rae.
We're going to lower it to just three. So you got one more.
Okay. She handles the goofy side of me. And sorry, Oprah. Duh. Like, why didn't I even say, like, she comes before Kanye, honestly.
All right. There you go. That's three solid GOATs. Sadly, though, that's 10 minutes, a little bit past it, but it's all good. Before we end, can you let the people once again know how they can connect with you?
Yes, you can connect with me on Instagram at Andrea Angerica. That's spelled AndreaAngerica.
And that's not to be confused with
And Garcia.
There you exactly. Go. So. Well, we appreciate you coming on again for the Extended Hustle.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate you guys asking me to be on here.